pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Pitch Perfect 3 is the sport movie that you probably would have expected if you saw Pitch Perfect 1 and 2, which is to say the premise is a group of women battling for supremacy in the realm of a cappella song covers that transition from song to song based on the last word of the previous sentence. So if you said, I went down to the water, waterfalls don't go chasing, maybe, like those kind of transitions are the premise of the battling in Pitch Perfect. It's an ensemble comedy. It follows a sort of a sanitized version of the sort of more raunchy sort of girls hangover genre of girls road trip and bachelorette movies that have become popular in the last 10 years and have showcased a generation of female comedians in a way that has brought many of them success in the stand-up realms. This one is driven by the actress Anna Kendrick, who, to the best of the knowledge of those watching the film, is maybe not a particularly good singer herself, but is the sort of A-list actress to carry the rest of the songstresses. And the premise here is as wildly interesting as you can imagine. The Bellas find themselves being challenged by a group to basically perform at a concert for DJ Khaled. And this leads them to perform a cappella on a ship that gets blown up in the French Riviera. And all I can say is if you like medley a cappella singing done by a bunch of enthused and fun to watch actresses who are having a lot of fun with the tongue-in-cheekness of the whole premise, it's essentially an Ocean's 11 a cappella group movie without the heist. A lot of fun. Enjoyed the first one. Enjoyed the second one. Not ashamed at all that I really enjoyed the third one and hope that there is a fourth one. The sort of judges who bring a sort of a waiting for Guffman best in show ness to it are sort of Elizabeth Banks. And her character add a lot to the picture as well. Very, very good time.